He did claim after the last episode that he had to go into hiding because he would be lynched, and the ITV switchboards were jammed with irate callers who didn't understand the programme.
Well, let's touch on that. I'll just remind people, it's almost 20 past 11. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We're talking about a prisoner this morning. I'm talking to Roger Langley, who has written a biography regarding Patrick McGoohan, who's the man who starred in the TV show, also co-created it as well. I mean, the final episode, I think it was episode 17 was the last one.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, it kind of, people were desperate for answers here, Roger. They wanted to know exactly what the previous 16 shows were about. They were looking for answers. It was quite a confusing conclusion, wasn't it?
Well, yes, McGoohan locked himself away for about 36 hours and wrote it. And interestingly, in context of Liverpool, the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love, is played at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And so it's played over a scene where people are escaping from the village, and he's saying, in effect, you don't need violence and torture and so on. If everybody was decent towards each other, you'd have a better world.
Mm.
He was quite concerned about the Vietnam War at that time. He was concerned about nuclear weapons and the way some world powers had an arsenal of weapons.
Mm.
So with all of that in the last episode, it bore no relation at all to the first episode. And you can understand, I've got in front of me a letter that ATV wrote apologising to a viewer, saying, we're sorry to hear that you found the episode confusing. We felt that from the point of view of individual satisfaction, viewers would want to draw their own conclusions.
Mm.
Well, of course, the TV company didn't know what it was about either.
No. And of course, one of the big questions, I mean, McGoohan was number six. We knew who number two was. We desperately wanted to know who number one was.
Yes, and I ought not to give out the ending too much, but McGoohan said he always knew who was number one, and we've got an expression, haven't we? If we talk about number one, we're talking about ourselves.
Indeed. And what about the rumours that I'm picking up on at the moment? And I mean, there's some stuff that's been online recently regarding remaking The Prisoner. What's your take on that? I mean, Sir Ian McKellen's been bandied around as a possible actor. I take a view that some things are best left alone. What do you think?
Well, it is a reinterpretation of the show.
Mm.
I mean, I don't take any credit, but I broke the news of the remake on the 6th of June. It was the 6th of the 6th,
right,
which was appropriate. And the official press release came out a couple of days ago. And Jim Caviezel is going to be the number six character, with it, Sir Ian McKellen being number two.
Right.
And they say it's going to have all the elements of the original, the paranoia, the worldly fears, what's going to happen about the future. And I'm looking forward to it. If it's as good as the original, then it's, by golly, we certainly need it today on television.
Fair enough. And what's your kind of take, or how would you explain to people, because I did a little straw poll in the office before coming into the studio today. I said, what do you know about The Prisoner? And they said, there's this big bouncing white ball that's going along the beach. And I said, well, that's a big bouncing ball called Rover. How do you explain that to people? What was that symbolising?
It's symbolising our own worst nightmares, the Room 101.
Yeah.
Whatever you have hidden inside you, it's always going to be there to pursue you. And they were going to make a second series of The Prisoner, take him out into the world, away from the village.
Yeah.
And the agents of the village, if you like, would still pursue him around the world.
Right.
And, you know, at times in our lives we try and run away and get away from something, but it's still there. And the big white balloon. We have our conventions in Port Merion every year, the 6th of one. Prisoner Society, and we have those giant balloons, and they're fascinating.
And I mean, do you think McGoohan, from your late night conversations with him, do you think he was proud of his work in The Prisoner?
Yes, he is, definitely. I mean, I call the title of the book Patrick McGoohan, Danger Man or Prisoner, because he's either a prisoner of himself, or he's this tough guy that everybody thinks he is when he was in Danger Man, for example. And I suppose that reflects us all. We put on a tough exterior, but we're soft inside, but he is proud of it, and some people say it's the best thing that ever appeared on television.
I certainly, as quite a cynic and someone who doesn't believe in conspiracy theories, has very little time for sci-fi, I've got to be honest with you, the more I learn about The Prisoner and the more I watch it, I actually have become secretly quite obsessed with it. I think it's absolutely fascinating. I think it's a masterpiece.
Yes, well, obsession is the keynote of The Prisoner, that there are some people who are so obsessed with The Prisoner that they will discuss very deeply and intricate points about it that the crew who made it never even dreamed of.
Yeah.
And it was because they had had a free rein. The writers were told, you can take this in any direction you want, apart from the central theme that's got to stay there. And at the end of the series, he escapes, but then you see the first scene from the first episode again, so he hasn't escaped, he's back there again.
Okay. Let's just mention there's a website that we found you on, which is www.sixofone.co.uk.
Yes, that's one of our society websites.
Yep.
There's also my publisher's website, tomahawkpress.com,
yep.
And the book can be obtained through them.
And, of course, you mentioned a few moments ago, you've got the annual conventions in Port Mirren. When's the next one occurring?
It's in April next year. Yep. Sorry, March next year.
Yep.
We had one in April this year. And the one after that is April 2010.
Okay.
And all of the scenes from The Prisoner are reenacted. The human chess, the giant balloons, the costumes, it's... As they always say, it's 40 years on, but nothing's changed. Port Mirren still looks the same as it always did.
Well, we're going to get someone on from Port Mirren who actually runs the prisoner's shop a little bit later on in this hour. So, Roger, thanks for your time, and keep up the good work.
Yes, be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you. So, Roger Langley, who is the biographer of Patrick McGoohan, the man who starred in The Prisoner, also co-created it as well. If you're wondering what this is all about, you've not seen it on the telly, we've stuck a load of stuff on my page on the City Talk website. You need to go to www.citytalk.fm/dunks. And if you're kind of like thinking, what's all this about, this village and this guy, you know, go and have a look at the website, and you've got some footage on there, and you can find out more about the, I just find it increasingly intriguing. It's called The Prisoner, and that's what we're talking about this morning here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, 25 minutes past 11.